When the United States
enters World War I, what we're going to see is the war is going to come to a close. And what Section 3 today is going to focus on is what did the years following World War I look like? Because the years following World War I are going to set up conflicts in both Europe and kind of the world between 1920 and the 1940s, all the way up even to the 1950s. So what we want to focus on today is we're going to look at what happened after World War I, and more importantly, how is it going to shape relations between Europe, between the rest of the world in Europe, between the world and the United States, kind of after World War I? How does it kind of impact? And we want to take a look at, first and foremost, we want to look at the cost of war. World War I was the deadliest conflict up until that point in human history. I have all of these countries up here, and you should memorize them all, correct?
Yes.
No, you do not need to memorize all of these casualty figures. A couple ones I do want you to point out. Casualties includes dead, wounded, maybe you're missing. Take a look real quick. Who was hardest hit? Who was one of the hardest hit? Yeah.
Russia.
We talked a little bit about Russia being hardest hit. How did that influence their interactions or their joining the war?
They dropped out.
They dropped out, right? And as we're going to find out on Monday, sparked a giant revolution, bringing in communism. Yes, sir.
Question. Is this military numbers or is it?
Military, mostly military. Yeah, mostly military numbers. United States, relatively unscathed by World War I, okay? In the grand scheme of things, when we compare it to Britain, we compare it to France, we compare it to some other countries, largely unscathed, okay? This was the Allied conflict. We look at Germany, Austria-Hungary, it'd be much higher. I just put the Allied up there. Casualty figures would look similar for Germany and Austria-Hungary. So there was tremendous casualties. People not only killed, but also wounded. People coming home without arms, people coming home without legs, people coming home without minds that were intact, okay? Some people literally lost their mind. Post-traumatic stress syndrome was not a thing in 1916 to 1918. That is a more recent phenomenon. Added to the chaos and the problems, in 1918, there's going to be a pandemic that goes all across the world. A giant influenza pandemic. Here's what's going to happen. That flu disease is going to start in Europe. But as these soldiers go home across Europe, go to the United States, go across the world, this flu is going to spread and is going to have a severe impact on the world's population. So if we're just looking at a casualty perspective, people wounded, people killed, people mentally impacted by World War I. World War I is going to touch all over the globe. It's not just going to be concentrated in Europe. World War I will hardest hit Europe, but in conjunction even with the flu, all corners of the world are basically going to be touched by the impact of World War I. In addition, there's also going to be a huge financial and political toll on what was going on. Take a look here. Where's the stairway going in this picture?
Heaven.
Maybe it's a stairway to heaven. I'm going to assume that's probably a stairway to some second floor building that is no longer there, correct?
Yes.
Most of your fighting during World War I is going to be taking place in Europe. Europe will be devastated. And Europe is going to be devastated not only in terms of soldiers needing to be repaired, but also major cities are going to be repaired. And what we're going to see, the Allies are going to want to blame somebody. They're going to want to point the finger. If we get in trouble, do we ever just say, hey, it was my fault? No, we blame somebody else. It was Baron. I'm sure Chris has never done that to you. Chris has never got in trouble. He's like, not me, Mom. It was Nick. He did it. I'm sure Chris would never do that, correct? Never. I'm sure none of us have ever pointed the finger at somebody else. Anyway, the Allies wanted to punish somebody for World War I. They want to punish the losers, the Central Powers, more specifically Germany, and to a lesser extent Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire. But most often, the focus of their angst was on Germany. In addition, what we're going to see, there's going to be a lot of political chaos and a lot of political turnover that's going to happen. Russia's going to go through a revolution. We're going to talk a lot about that. The Ottoman Empire is basically going to be chopped up, cut up among people. Austria-Hungary is going to be whacked up and kind of cut up. And what we're going to see is not only are territory, physical borders going to be cut up, but we're also going to see the emergence of various governments and new governments in Germany, Russia, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire. They're going to want to look to change the social order. They're going to look at their opportunity. They're going to see the chaos that World War I caused, not only in human lives and destructions of Europe, but also in general. They're going to try and capitalize on this chaos and try to bring about new governments and a new social order. So what I would like to do, gentlemen, is I'd like you to answer the following question. Summarize the chaos and turmoil in Europe, and you can even say the world, but I think primarily we can focus on Europe. Summarize the chaos and turmoil in Europe and even the world after World War I.